I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice and where you can listen each and every day. Thanks so much for joining me. Great to be with the Hill Country Patriot Radio and all our good friends in the Hill Country and the Matt Long Show. And we welcome Matt Long here to Chosen Generation Radio and all of our networks as well. Matt, great to be with you. Thanks for being here, sir.
Always a pleasure and an honor to be with you, Pastor Greg. Plenty to talk about.
Oh, plenty to talk about. So I was mentioning to you, I saw this, Fox put this up this morning. Social conservatives frustrated over Trump Supreme Court justices' rulings. I'm going to set aside the Supreme Court and all that for a second and focus in on this title, Social Conservatives, Matt. You know, I remember sitting down with Andy Murr and talking to him about all of the issues that grassroots were concerned about back when you and I used to hold those, you know, we had those meetings over at the Malone's house, and we would all get together and share, you know, what was and all that. And so I had a 2.5-hour conversation with Murr before he went down there and sold his soul to the devil. And you know, I told him all the things we were concerned about. But I expressed to him, too, our concern about religious liberties and about protecting our state against the federal government coming in and forcing the LGBTQ agenda on us and all of that stuff. And at the end of the conversation, he said, "So really all you're concerned about is the social issues." folks, we have been bamboozled. We have been led to believe that there is somehow a separation between a social conservative and a fiscal conservative. And it is the biggest lie and deception in the world. It's why when it comes to standing up, the GOP always lays down. Because the Democrats, when they reach into their bag, Matt, they have their religious fervor. What they believe religiously. They have conviction about it. On on our side, we've allowed them to sneak in and basically cut a hole in the bottom of the bag, and everything's fallen out. And we go back and reach in. We believe in nature's law. Where in the world do you think nature got its rules, folks?
Why are we?
Do you realize when you say that? When you say that we believe in, you know, nature's law, do you realize that you're basically saying I'm going to exclude God from my conversation? Even though you may believe in him, you are excluding him. That's why I've been talking about how we got fooled by the John Locke concept, Matt, because John Locke is about nature's laws, right? And that's one of his big things is natural law. But he never expresses where natural law comes from. And that's where the conviction is. The conviction is in understanding our connection to the God of the universe.
Absolutely. You know, and we've heard this over the years. Even it's kind of interesting. I have some, let's just call them liberal friends, because I went to college in Oregon. Are you kidding me? Oregon State.
Okay.
You know, I went to college in Oregon State in the late 70s. And, you know, sometimes I have to tell you why I ended up in Oregon, but it was a very liberal cause, or if you want to, let's see, it was a libertarian cause that I ended up in Oregon, but that's another story for another day. But I have some very successful friends from those days. We were all poor in college. Look around now at that same group of people 40 years later, with very, very successful businesses. They have taken extreme advantage of the capitalist system, and yet at the same time stand with the side, the Democrats, who want to destroy, the progressives who want to destroy the principles of free market enterprise. And so it's an easy question to ask. And the answer I always get from them is, well, I'm a fiscal conservative, but I am a cultural liberal, and so that is we do the opposite and we allow it to get away. And I think you're absolutely right. The two are absolutely tied together. All right, they are absolutely tied together. And I have to say, the argument, one of the things that I think that has been the downfall of the conservative movement, and it started with the downfall of the Republican Party, and that has to do with the fact that we, as Republicans and then conservatives, or conservatives then Republicans, we have done a lousy, terrible, no good, rotten job of selling, and I put that in quotes, of selling the ideas of true conservatism. I think we've kind of assumed that people knew what true conservatism is, and that for some reason we didn't have to explain it or sell it. And listen, it's like a product. We had this same discussion on this program once, where if you came out with a new soda pop, right, and your entire advertising for the new soda pop was to tell how all the other soda pops were horrible, at some point, someone would say, well, what does your soda pop taste like, you know? I mean, what you say is that everybody else's soda pop is rotten. Why don't you talk to us about your soda pop? That's where we have failed as conservatives, is to be out there in the front telling people what it is about conservatism and why it is good. And I think a lot of the problems we're in right now are because of that. And I guess that's my reply to your statements on that.
Well, I think we have not expressed too how the moral aspects, if you will, and you know, I'm remembering that Steve Bannon wrote something about this several years back. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and actually gave a lecture about, you know, talking about financial markets and speaking about how we had lost the morality that has to be associated with capitalism.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely.
Okay. And so again, you know, that's why it's so important that we don't allow this broad labeling. labeling.
Right.
Of you know, oh well, it's just social concern. They're just so, no, folks, look, if you don't have a moral compass in capitalism, then you end up with greed and collusion. Okay?
Right.
That's what happens when capitalism is corrupted, and then you give opportunity for those on the other side to attack it and address it. Because capitalism has become wicked, and it can become wicked in an environment where there is no moral absolutes, where there is no moral truth. You know, I've heard it said, for example, about contracts, right? Well, contracts are written to be broken. Think about what I just said.
Right.
Contracts are written to be broken. Your word... That's what a contract is. It's the written form of a promise that you make.
Yes.
That's not...
And
go ahead.
I've heard really staunch... we've had some really good speakers on capitalism that we have brought into the Hill Country. And it, without fail, they are very clear... that completely unbridled capitalism, if there is not the morals attached to it, then it will fail. It just does not work if there are morals attached to it. In fact, even the ones I would say, you know, we get accused of laissez-faire economics, which in my dictionary, that means anybody can do anything as long as they're trying to make a buck. That is not where the conservative capitalist comes from. And so there are certain parts of capitalism that as a conservative need to have a rein on them. And I'm talking about what you just said. There needs to be an ethical and moral rein for two or three companies to get together and completely take over an entire segment of the U.S. economy, whether it be communications or whether it be any other thing, transportation, airlines, that's unethical. That's immoral.
Right.
That's wrong. And so when we defend capitalism, we need to, and conservatism, we need to explain. This is where we have to do a better job of selling it. That, no, we do not believe in unbridled capitalism. The bridle has to be the Bible. The bridle has to be Christ. The bridle has to be God. And without that, listen, without that, we're not going to succeed at anything. And we've been told that in the Bible. You don't put God in the equation, it's not going to work really well. And so that applies to capitalism as well as government as well.
You know, Scripture talks about, you know, a man can make his plans, but without God, they're futile. They're not going to be accomplished. And we can go back to the very founding of our country and the Continental Congress and basically where our nation was about to completely fall apart at its very inception until Benjamin.
11 years.
I'm sorry?
I said within 11 years.
Yeah. Well, right.
Years at the beginning of this country.
Yep. And then Benjamin Franklin stood up and said, have we not depended upon divine providence? Was it not divine providence? And he was talking about God. Was it not God who gave us victory over the greatest army in the world when we faced them, when we prayed daily, he said. Daily.
Yes.
He was aware and knew that there were prayers, and he must have been a part of that as well, by the way, for those of you who think that Franklin was some kind of atheist. You know, he prayed regularly, daily, along with many others for favor, for God to intervene in the battle, in the war, in the revolution that was for liberty and freedom and the advancement of the gospel. And here we are again as a country having fallen so far short, and so much of all of what we are watching, I believe, is bathed in the fact that it's not bathed in prayer. It's bathed in mud and muck.
Yeah. You know, the part that Franklin eventually came to in that talk, and I've actually used that speech. I have several reprints. I've printed it a number of times. I've used it actually in a Bible study once. And then not only that, I took that and rewrote it into today's English. And I have that project that I did years ago. And basically what he said, so we replied on God throughout this entire struggle, and yet here we have been sitting in here writing the Constitution, and we have not even asked God to help us. And that's when the idea of let's just stop and pray, and they did. They convened they took a couple of days off. They went to a church, it's not on the top of my head right now, and many of them went in there and spent the time in prayer before they came back. But it took Franklin to stand up and say, oh, now you're not going to depend on God anymore? Boy, that sounds pretty foolish.
The mind of a person plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
That's right.
A man's...
So very, very important.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Your turn.
Well, I Psalm 37:23, the steps of a man are ordered by the Lord who takes delight in his journey. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord will prevail. There's so many scriptures that speak to this, folks, and it's important for us to understand that in every single aspect, whether we're talking about immigration, foreign policy, financial policy, work, capitalism, and in the issues of marriage and family and so on, in every one of those aspects, God has something to say about how we should do it. And I think his way works pretty good, Matt. That's the one I'm going to stick with. That's the one I'm going to stick with. All right, Matt Long has been with us, the Matt Long Show, Hill Country Patriot Radio. Matt will be back on Hill Country Patriot Radio after this break. I'll be back right here on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, coming up, we got Money Bee coming up, top of the hour, and Matt Bellis, Director of Communications at Liberty HealthShare. Tomorrow on the program, Dan Gaynor is with us. We're going to continue. We do that each week. We bring Dan in to talk about the media side of this. And again, I know you've heard this from me before, but if you're new, you haven't. In olden days gone by, the pastor would actually take stories out of the newspaper. And if there were stories that were in there that were inaccurate or not true, he would go down to the editor of the newspaper in the town, and he would say, you need to change this, you need to fix this, you need to write the truth. And then he might even go so far as to use that story in the sermon that he would preach. And he would encourage his congregation that if the editor of the newspaper was not going to print the truth, was not going to accurately report, then he would advise them not to buy newspapers from that newspaper company. And it was a means by which the freedom of the press was kept pure. Now, certainly you could say, well, yeah, but, you know, what about if the minister had a particular agenda? Well, the agenda's truth here, folks. That's the agenda. That should be all of our agenda. Is what is the truth? What is the full story? And that's our goal. Dan Gaynor comes on. We talk about that. Vince Ellison will be with us. Project 21, Black Leadership Network. Black activists applaud the Supreme Court ruling for voter integrity. We'll get into that. And David Justokas, our constitutional attorney, is with us. And Dee Dee Loggison, executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, will be my guest with my co-host, Rick Manning. And there's a lot of issues that are arising for Christian persecution around the world, and we'll be talking about that coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back. Money B, coming up right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.